Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top-tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200-meter dash. Check out OKGenetics.com.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Well, the cattle futures market all over the place today, mostly higher, of course. We have a big set of reports coming out after the close at 2 p.m. or this afternoon at 2 p.m. But we finished $1.65 higher in the August. Live cattle at 137.37. The October's up 202, 143. The December live's up 148.17, up $1.80. Kind of breaking out here. We're back to the high end, in the highest level in about the last 2 months for the August live cattle. The October, same thing here. So we're up against the June highs, which may become resistance. If we get through that level, which in October, that was 143.40. The next high is just above 147. So another $4 if we break that high from the month of June. Feeder cattle were extremely strong today, the strongest of all the cattle. 327 higher in August at 181.55. The September's up 317 at 184.47. The October up 277 at 187 even. They did make new highs, at least for the past 4 months or so, in August, going back to the end of March. They were just over 182. So right now it looks like we're going to be around 181.55. That would be up 327. And then we have on-feed report, expecting 100% on-feed, 95% placements, 101.5 marketed in June.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Well, the grain futures were extremely weak for the wheat. December Kansas City was 42 and a half lower here at 825 and a quarter. That was 4 cents off the lows. March down 44 and three quarters, 827. July of next year, 819, down 39 and a half. Chicago wheat 50 lower in September at 755. So this ongoing sell-off today is kind of a peak sell-off, if you will, because the Russians, Ukrainian, and the United Nations apparently reaching an agreement to where they'll get to export some of their grain, and Russia's going to assist with the wheat harvest in Ukraine. So I don't know. It seems to me like that would make things probably more complicated over the long run. But we'll see what happens. The market itself is believing that a lot of wheat is about to hit the market and therefore selling off. Beans stayed green all day, 9 to 12 higher. November up 11 and 3 quarters at 13.13 and a quarter. Corn was down about 11 to 13 cents. December down 11 at 562 and a half. Cotton futures down 45 in December at 91.15. We got some rain in southwest Oklahoma today, kind of a surprise. Now, we needed it real bad, and I think that may help maybe a little bit. Cotton, it may have survived up to this point. But caught 91 cents, 40 cents off the highs, just way off the high, of course. Stock market today down about 260 in the Dow, 55 lower in the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.